Enjoy the Ride with Brandon Ide starts right now.
So, dude texts me from Safe Flight and says, "Hey man, I'm going to be showing up to your workplace," because that's where I had it arranged for him to show up at, because I was working. And he said, "I'll be there between 12:30 and 1:30, sometime between there, and I'll get started." And I said, "Okay, cool." Never heard another word from the guy until I come outside after my shift is done and my windshield is replaced. It's completely replaced. So then I look at my phone, and it looked like there was a missed call. So I was like, "Oh, okay, that's got to be them. That's got to be Safe Flight." So I talk to this dude. His name was Aaron, and he was actually really nice over the phone. Seemed very professional. And he proceeded to tell me that there was a total cost of $370 and some change for my windshield repair. And I told him, "Oh, I have that covered through my Progressive auto policy." And then he looked and he was like, "It doesn't look like there's coverage for that." And I was like, okay. So then I proceeded to call Progressive customer service and talk to somebody. And anyways, long story short, I'm out almost $400 for this new windshield. And it's like, did I need it? Yeah, I needed it. It'd be dangerous to drive with a severely cracked windshield, especially when winter's around the corner. So I needed it, but damn, man. Like, ugh. Like, dropping a few $100s like that just on the spot when you don't expect it sucks. And I really didn't want to have to do that. So that was terrible. So that's been my perspective today. Super negative Nancy, super pessimistic, super not happy about today. But then I go on the highway and it's around 4:30 and I'm like, okay, there's traffic. This is normal. So I go and I'm in the right lane because that's the lane you always start off in. And it's like traffic's like at a standstill and I'm wondering what's happening. And I'm like, oh, okay, either somebody got pulled over way up ahead or there's been an accident. One of the two. It was the latter. It was an accident. So we end up driving through, and it looks like it was a 5-car accident with, when I looked in my rearview, I wasn't rubbernecking, but I looked in my rearview for a second just to see, because I couldn't see the damage from the front of the cars, only the back, and it looked like most of the cars from the back were okay, except for like two or three of them, and like I said, it was a 5-car accident. So what I'm assuming was traffic was going slower than it normally does, or it was going real, real slow, and somebody wasn't paying attention and they rear-ended someone and they did it so fast that it caused like a domino effect where, you know, the next car runs into the next and so on and so forth until you got 4 or 5 cars in this, essentially a pileup. So we're driving through, all of us, little ducks in a row in a line, and I just got my windshield repaired. I just got it repaired. So that's one aspect of my car that's brand new now, brand new windshield. So then it looks like all the cars that were involved on the accident were on both shoulders now. So you got 3 cars on the left shoulder and 2 cars on the right shoulder, and people standing outside their cars, you know, talking to each other and getting each other's insurance information. And I'm happy that everyone was okay. That was fantastic that nobody was severely hurt. But the entire line of cars that I'm in is just slowly going over this crunchy glass because there was glass spread across the entire highway. So I just got my windshield replaced. I just got it replaced today for $370 that I have, but I don't have, if you know what I mean. And man, then I have to, because I can't go anywhere else, I have to slowly drive through shards of glass and hope that none of them puncture my tire or any car pieces or car parts. Oh my gosh, man. And you know what though? As I went past the accident and the road opened up again, and I didn't get a flat tire, I was driving and I was thinking to myself, well, Brandon, at least you're not them. You know, at least you didn't get in a 5-car accident today. At least you only had to pay almost $400 for your new windshield. So maybe I'm just complaining about nothing. I don't know if this is like a first world problem or something, but I just had to take a second and look around me and look at how blessed I am to have everything that I have, to have the family that I have, to have the wife that I have, who is so supportive and always tries to pick me up when I'm down. And she's really, really good at it. And I can't wait for her to come home. She's not home right now, but I'm so excited for her to be home. And then I've got my dog, who's always excited to see me, who's currently sitting next to me because he's loyal and he's my boy. And I've got this house that keeps me away from the rain and the high winds. And I've got a running, working vehicle that reliably takes me to work and back. And I've got food on my shelves and food in my refrigerator. And I don't know. Sometimes the negative things can just really, really get to you. Even if it's just one or two things, it feels so overwhelming. And I know I'm not the only person who's ever felt that. I know that you felt that too, or somebody that you know, maybe even right now, is feeling that way. If somebody that you know is feeling that way right now, be sure to take a second to pick them up. Even if you really don't know how, even if you're uneducated in how to do stuff like that, just try your best. Just say something simple. Like, hey, if you want to talk, I'm here for you. You know, I don't really know how to pick you up. I see that you're down. And because I see that you're down and I don't know how to pick you up, I can at least offer you my ear. You know, I can give you myself to vent to. And who knows, maybe you can come upon a solution together inadvertently without even knowing it. But I'm home safe now. And I mean, now that I'm doing the podcast, I'm starting to think about the podcast while I'm sipping on this chocolate chip cream freeze smoothie from Big B. It's delicious. It's literally dessert in a cup. So that's making my mood a little bit better. But I'm trying to think about the podcast right now and what I want to do with it. Like, I don't really know. I don't know if I want to do kind of what I'm doing right now, where I just go on by myself, lone wolf way, and talk about whatever, talk about my day and my experiences, and interview people sometimes, or if I want to try to do something specific. So basically, I would just kind of revamp the podcast. So, you know, it would be a different name. I don't know. But it would definitely be a different format. You know, I would be doing specific things every single week that pertain to the same kind of subject matter. I just don't know what subject matter to do. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the things that I'm interested in, but I don't know if people are that interested in what I'm interested in. So I guess I'm going to have to think harder about that. But on a simpler note, I'm really just trying to think of, with this podcast and how this is formatted, how many episodes I want to go before I end season one. So this would be episode 20, and I was kind of thinking about ending it at 20 episodes. But I think I might go to 25. I think I might go to 25 because I'll be ending season one like a week before my 25th birthday. So, you know, 25 episodes a week before my 25th birthday. I think that would align pretty cool. I think that that would be pretty sweet. So I'd be all finished up with season one of this by the beginning of December. And then December 8th is my B-Day. So the way that lines up, I like it. You know, the OCD side of me says I should do it that way. So chances are I'm going to end up doing it that way. But who knows? Maybe I'll make this thing 30 episodes. Maybe I'll just go overboard and do 50 episodes for season one. I have no clue. I mean, these podcasts run to, you know, anywhere from 22 minutes to a half an hour to a little bit longer and maybe even a little bit shorter. You know, sometimes I have 16 minute ones, sometimes I have 18 minute ones, and sometimes I have 35 minute ones. So it really does range, but it's just a lot to think about. It's a lot to think about. I'm really overwhelmed right now, a little anxious, but I wanted to do the pod because I know that I've got to get it done for you. I got to get it done for you, the fans, the people. Got to give the people what they need, and I'm going to give it to them. I'm so excited though now, because now I'm starting to get into a better mindset and I'm thinking about tomorrow. I have an easy day at work tomorrow, very short day. Also, we do these annual chili cook-offs at work, and although I am not making any chili for the chili cook-off, I was drawn out of a bunch of names in a hat to be one of the judges for the chili contest to represent my department at the lab. So I will be the partials department chili judge. So get ready to feed me your spicy or mild or medium chili. And hope there's extra beans, because I'm going to be tootin'. I'm going to be Vladimir tootin'. But aside from being a judge for the chili cook-off, which is exciting, tomorrow I'm going to see two buddies of mine in Lansing. I'm going to see my buddy, who's also named Brandon, and then my buddy Cash. I'm going to meet up with both of them and hang out for the night. And I don't know, we're going to get into some debauchery. But don't know how we're going to get into a lot of debauchery, probably just only a little bit, because your boy is low on funds right now, because I don't know if you just heard, had to pay for that windshield, but it's all good. There's cheap fun in Lansing. We'll find a way to make it work. We'll do something fun. Probably play some cards. I don't know. Either way, it'll be great to see the guys. It's been a while. It's been a couple months since I've seen either of them. And yeah, so we'll be hanging out in Lansing, and then me and my boy Cash are going to head out, because Brandon's busy on Saturday, so Cash is going to come up here and see my place on Saturday, and we're going to hang out over the weekend and do something. I'm going to have to show him around. I'm going to have to be the conductor of the train, as we said in our text thread between us three. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, this baby really hits the spot. Yeah, I can feel the good juju coming back. My dog is very beautifully perched upon one of the couch pillows, and he's looking out the window right now. And he knows that I'm talking about him. He knows that I'm talking about him. But he's a beautiful dog. He's a beautiful dog. He's a mixture. He's a mutt, I guess. He is a mixture of a... what is he? Oh my gosh, what are you? Hey Rufus, what are you? Can you tell me what you are? Can you speak? Can you speak? He's giving me that like crooked head right now, like, what did you say, Dad? What? I believe he's a mixture of a terrier and a Pomeranian, I think that's what it is. He's a mixture of a terrier and a Pomeranian. So if you can guess, like, I don't even know how to describe him. You'd have to go on my Facebook page to really see. I think it's public. I don't think it's private. If it's private, let me know. I apologize if it is. I try to be an open book. But no, he's just a good boy. He's beautiful. He's like red and brown. He's got a white chest and a partially white neck. And he's got white paws on all four of his paws. So looks like he's got little socks on. And he's got these big old like German Shepherd ears that just go right up in the air. And he's got this like ashy face. It's like gray and white and black. And he's got a cold snoot. He's got a cold, wet snoot because he's a healthy boy. And we just recently got him this Go Blue University of Michigan collar for his neck. And we got a little identity tag to go on it that says Rufus Eyed. And then it's got my number. And then it says If Lost at the bottom. My wife suggested that we put, just searching for bitches, or just prowling for bitches on the tag. But I told her that, you know, although that is hilarious, and I've seen that on other doggies' dog tags before, maybe we should just keep ours serious. So we did. It's a Batman themed tag though, so it's got the Batman symbol on one side and then the writing on the other, which I thought was pretty cool. I don't know if you guys have ever seen one of those laser engraving machines, but they're pretty sweet to watch them do their work. They're pretty cool. I'm sitting in my living room right now, looking to my right, and I've got a stack of books. Let's see what we got here. Like I actually read. Let's see. We have got number one New York Times bestseller, When Breath Becomes Air by Paul Kalanithi. Foreword by Abraham Verghese. Okay. It's beautiful. What else we got? I really like John Green books. I don't know. After reading one of them, I just kind of got hooked in, and I haven't read all of them, but I've read most of them. So then we've got An Abundance of Catherines, which is a John Green book. Would definitely recommend it. Read that one. You know, I've read all of these books except for When Breath Becomes Air, actually. I started it, but I never finished it, so I really need to get back into that. Then we've got Looking for Alaska, which they're actually making a motion picture for that. So that's going to be pretty friggin' awesome. It's pretty sweet. That one got a Pulitzer? I don't know. It's got one of those gold P's on it, on the front of the book. It says, Michael L. Prince Award for Exchange in Young Adult Literature, American Library Association. Well, that's cool. Nice job, John Green. Great job, bud. Okay, let's see. So there's still a couple books from John Green that I haven't read. So I've read An Abundance of Catherines. I've read Paper Towns. I've read Looking for Alaska. I have not. I've seen the movie with Ansel Elgort and that one chick from, you know what it is, The Fault in Our Stars. So I've seen that movie, but I've never read that book. Let It Snow, apparently with Maureen Johnson and Lauren Miracle. Never read that. And then Will Grayson, with David Levithan. I haven't read three of them. Three out of the five John Green books I have not read. So honestly, I have not read the majority of John Green books. I have read the minority. And the last one I own is Paper Towns. So that's what we got. We got Paper Towns. We got Looking for Alaska. We got An Abundance of Catherines. And we got When Breath Becomes Air by Paul Kalanithi. You know, now that I'm actually doing the podcast and I'm in it, and we are almost at a head here, we are almost at a point. Oh, you hear that? That's the books slapping together. It's crazy. You guys read? If you do, you read often? What are you into? Message me. Tell me what you read. Maybe I'll read it. Let me know some things that you recommend. In the meantime, I'll keep using these books that I've already read as end table decorations. How does that sound? Sounds pretty good to me. So yeah, I think I'm gonna cap this off. Like I said, probably gonna do 25 episodes to round out season one. The season finale, gonna be a big shindig thing, gonna be something that I can't really tell you about right now. So I'm gonna keep that in wraps, and I'm gonna keep that as a secret. But don't worry, it'll be cool, it'll be funny, it'll be informative. It'll be something worth listening to, I hope. I hope. I just know that I have been putting content out every single week, whether it's on a Friday or later on a Monday because I'm a schlub. I've been putting content out every week now since, oh my gosh, this is the 20th episode, 20 weeks, for 5 months now. For 5 months now, I've been putting content out since the summer, basically, since May. Wow, that's crazy to look back on. When you've been doing something constantly for 5 months and putting it out to the people, you know, who knows? Season two might be even better. I hope it is. Maybe there'll be better audio quality so more people will want to listen. Maybe I'll invest in some better equipment here than this tiny lavalier mic that I hook up to my clothes and to KFC cups in my car and to just, I don't know, a bunch of stuff. So maybe I'll upgrade that. Maybe I'll have some more interesting guests. Who knows? Maybe I'll round out season one with an interesting guest. Foreshadowing. But I'm going to let you guys go. I just wanted to kind of rant on this one and try to put myself in a better mood. And I think it worked. So thank you, good gentle sirs and gentle women, for lending me your ear or ears. If you're Vincent Van Gogh, just your ear. If you're not, then ears, plural. I love you all. And the end of season one, just in a couple weeks. It's crazy. Time flies when you're having fun. Time flies when you're enjoying the ride. Ha ha. All right. Love you guys. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Enjoy the Ride podcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. And if you've got some time, be sure to leave a review. Thanks, guys, and you'll hear from me on the next podcast.